back to No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Guerra. I am America's voice, fierce and fearless, here to tell you the truth. Somebody's going to do it. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, long-serving Democrats cashing in and heading for the exits as they know there's a political storm coming. It is a bright red one, too, so they're fleeing before it hits. Number two, Let's Go Brandon. The song has soared to the top of the hip-hop charts. I'm being serious. Chant, the sentiment has gone viral. And number three, the economy is flatlining. There are predictions now that we are in the front end of the worst recession since 2008. The Democrats seem unable to do anything about it except talk about spending trillions of dollars that more and more people realize will bury us even deeper, maybe forever. The failures in the supply chain, the energy sector, food, everything has Americans on edge and Republicans poised to take over soon. Today's visit to America and the economic devastation being delivered by this failing Biden administration takes us to Chicago, where empty shelves and unfilled orders have people on edge. Listen.
Unfortunately, shelves look like this in a lot of stores across the country, and it is across product categories, whether it's milk and eggs, meat, juices, a lot of bare shelves. And they're also doing things like false stocking, which you can see up here is where it looks like it's full, but then you look back and there's not as much stock as there appears to be. Barb Eastman is the owner here at Happy Foods in Chicago. You've never seen anything like this.
This is the first time we've ever experienced anything like this.
And you have about a third of your orders that you've put into the distributors, and you're just still waiting for them because of all these supply chain problems.
We are, and it's happening every week. It's constant.
When's this going to resolve, and how will it resolve?
I hope it resolves soon. It's not going to resolve until there's labor out there to bring the product to the stores.
People have got to get back to work.
Exactly.
One of the biggest headwinds facing the American economy is the spiraling cost of oil and natural gas, energy. And as I mentioned, and let me remind you, the Biden administration stopped all new oil and gas leases on federal lands, took the U.S. from being a net energy exporter to begging for more oil from OPEC. Another crushing blow for the economy, to say the least. Listen.
But the U.S. obviously can exert sort of major influence here. So with having missed this mark, are you trying to do more? Can you do more?
We are continuing to press through member countries of OPEC, even as we are not a member, to address the supply issue and work to address it here as well. I would also note that what we're also working to address is more of a logistics issue of how we are moving supply around the country, which means there are shortages in some places and not others, and that's something that we are also working to address. We are certainly well aware of the impact on any increase in gasoline prices or any cost on the American people, and we're going to continue to use every lever at our disposal.
How about this? Every lever includes opening up oil and gas leases on federal lands. That's a lever. How about leaving Line 3 alone, Line 5 alone, the Keystone XL pipeline alone? Those are levers. How about that, Jen? How about stop standing at the podium and lying through your teeth? That's a lever. How about getting out of the way of the American people and letting American industry and businesses thrive and prosper without your interference? That's a lever. The fact of the matter is, there are plenty of levers not being used. And the ones that are being misused, you've got your brown shirt, Green New Deal Nazis out there marching against energy because apparently they want to sit in the dark, dare I say Indian style, with candles and riding bicycles to work. They want us to beat China. Riding bicycles to work, that'll be nice in January and February in New York City. All the failures from the Biden administration, especially the economy now, has Democrats looking at the stark reality. They are going to get destroyed in the midterm elections. Listen to this.
Do you fear you're going to be in the minority again after the midterms?
I'm not a political expert, but I do listen to people like you and others that have predicted that. So I'm nervous that we will lose the House and the Senate.
Yeah, you should be nervous you're going to lose the House and the Senate. Because you are. Because of failed policies, one after another, after another, after another. It's just one failed policy and then another failed policy. And right now, I'm going to tell you, right, if the election were today, the Republicans would have 54 senators, maybe 55. because there's going to be a surprise in there somewhere where one state comes up and rejects someone. And the Democrats are going to be sitting there slack-jawed. Mm-hmm. And Jen Psaki says they're using everything they have to get prices of gas to come down. But like I said, except opening more pipelines, giving leases on federal lands, and the green light again to do a lot. So really, they're doing nothing. Listen to this.
We are continuing to press through member countries of OPEC, even as we are not a member, to address the supply issue and work to address it here as well. I would also note that what we're also working to address is more of a logistics issue of how we are moving supply around the country, which means there are shortages in some places and not others, and that's something that we are also working to address. We are certainly well aware of the impact on any increase in gasoline prices or any cost on the American people, and we're going to continue to use every lever at our disposal.
Yeah. So there you have it. By the way, the U.S. could already be in a recession. That's the problem. And they don't have any levers at their disposal that they're using. They're ignoring levers. David Blanchflower, Dartmouth. Alex Bryson, University College London, say that every slump since the 1980s has been foreshadowed by 10-point drops in consumer indices from the Conference Board and University of Michigan. The indices are drawn from questions put to ordinary Americans like you and I about their income expectations, employment conditions, what they expect for the U.S. economy in the near future. The Conference Board has measured a 25.3-point drop in 2021 alone, while UM has recorded an 18.4 drop. That compares to 19 and 21-point dips right ahead of the 2008 global financial crash. Is that where we are? Are we at the edge of a financial crash? We could be. We very well might be. I mean, we'll ask Craig Stiles coming up a little bit later what he thinks about all of this. But the Consumer Confidence Index has predicted these recessions before. We survive them, don't get me wrong. But if there's a recession come November 2022, Janie, bar the door, because the Democrats will be in worse shape than they are now in those midterms. There is no question. The economic situation in 2021 is exceptional because it's unprecedented. Direct government intervention in the labor market through furlough-type arrangements have enabled employment rates and unemployment rates to recover quickly from the huge downturn in 2020, so says one study. But the problem is people aren't working. Businesses can't find employees, so there's something here that's out of sync, isn't there? Oh, yeah. Business after business, not able to go the way they'd like to. Oh, and by the way, speaking of which, Let's Go Brandon. The song is number one on the hip-hop charts. Yeah, it's not much of a song, but Let's Go Brandon. We know what it really means. I'd play it here on the program, but I really can't. I really can't play it on the program. It's editing. It would sound like Morse code going up. Beep, 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 beep. That's all you'd hear. It's fairly direct, I'd say. Quick break. Liz Peek coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
It's time to go in the huddle with Tim Stout.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. It's a new day full of excitement because it's a new day for winning only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day only at SoaringEagleCasino.com. With a bye week now here, Michigan State's football schedule for the final five games obviously is going to be much more difficult, beginning a week from Saturday when the Michigan Wolverines come to East Lansing. Of the five games remaining, currently four are rated in the Associated Press poll, and three of them are in the top seven.
Well, the Spartans have handled everything thrown their way so far, and they seem to be very healthy. They have work to do offensively, obviously, after the struggles they had at Indiana. But either way, that's seven games down, and all of them in the victory column, ranked in the top 10, and anxious for the next test against the visiting Wolverines.
It's time for you to hear the truth. It's time for American history to be told straight, because American history is at a crisis point. Join me and Hillsdale College in the great American story, A Land of Hope. It's Hillsdale's new free online course, and it explores the history of America and her greatest triumphs and achievements, as well as our shortcomings and our failures. The free online course is an unbiased study of American patriotism. Join me at GruberForHillsdale.com. GruberForHillsdale.com.
Scratching on my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare.